Welcome to Manager Tools. This week's podcast, how to choose what to delegate. Welcome back to Manager Tools, folks. This cast is a bit unusual. Mike is overseas with clients, and I think for a first for us over the years, you'll be hearing just one voice this week, and that's mine. I'm Mark Horsman from Manager Tools, and today we're going to be talking about how to choose what to delegate. Mike and I were recently with a CEO client who had used our guidance on what to delegate pretty effectively with her direct reports. She had actually reproduced our juggling Cohen diagram and asked her directs to fill it out with their big and small balls of responsibility. In addition to that, she had noted below the diagram our questions from our guidance on delegation in terms of what to delegate. And she had places for what the direct is good at, what the direct needs, and what the direct wants. We were very impressed, first of all, that she was working so hard to develop her top team. And those of you who have listened to us for a while know that what we're about to say, which is that's what effective executives do. They follow through in detail to ensure that the organization continues growing after they're gone. Every time I see an executive working at that level of detail, I'm reminded of one of my very favorite business books of all time, Larry Bossidy's book, Execution, which came out, I want to say it's 10 years ago now, but it may be less, it may be more. And in it, Bossidy goes through detailed discussions when he was CEO of a $20 billion company, detailed discussions he had with plant managers and operations managers and line managers about what they were doing and how he would probe and ask them to improve on things and ask them what they were doing in this area and what they needed to work on in other areas and so on. It was really, really a fabulous book. We strongly encourage it. And this particular CEO who we were working with was, frankly, getting down to the details with her directs about what they were working on and why and what they needed to get better at. Frankly, to some degree, sometimes directs who have achieved some level of success, VPs, senior VPs, and so on, push back a little bit at that. And yet, virtually every major organization we know which is doing very, very well, has senior executives not micromanaging, but getting down to the details, and particularly when it comes to people issues. And of course, delegation is certainly a people issue. The one thing that came up, though, in that conversation and other conversations that has caused this particular cast, for us to put this particular cast together, is when we talk with managers and executives about our guidance, about what we want them to be doing regarding delegation, many of them ask, you know, what about what I think my team needs, or what about what the organization might suggest based on a particular person's career path? So this cast expands upon that previous guidance. What we said before was, again, as this particular CEO was working on, what is your direct good at, what is the direct need, and what is the direct wants? That was really our first level of guidance. The basic idea there was, look, if you don't understand what the organization wants, if you're not sure what you want, if you want to go just for motivating your direct, let's start with what the direct wants, right? What do they want? What do they need? Where do they want to grow? Now, we did say in that cast that obviously it was all done within the context of the organization. But so many managers have asked us, okay, I understand if I'm just going to do it easily, if I just want to, you know, please my direct to some degree, I've got your guidance, but how do I balance the needs of the direct? The fact that, you know, the manager has certain desires for where they want the direct to go based on strengths and weaknesses and so on. And obviously, organizations in some cases have guidance. So that's what this cast is about. We want to expand upon that guidance, make sure everybody understands how to put all three players, organization, manager, and direct, together. We've got four parts to this guidance. The first part is we're going to share with you our Venn diagram of how to choose what to delegate. Just make it as easy as possible and tell you how the three areas of manager, direct, and organization overlap and which ones take precedence at which times. The second point, the point that matters most of all, is that the organization comes first. We as managers serve the organization, not our teams. Servant leadership is great, but if you read books about servant leadership, you know that it doesn't come at the expense of the larger organization. And so our guidance starts with the organization. And of course, our third point is when all three agree, manager, direct, and organization, that's the sweet spot, right? But it's important to note that's based on what the organization wants first. And then lastly, if you don't have organizational guidance, you can, of course, go to the simplest, the lowest common denominator, which is our earliest cast, or our primary guidance is to seek agreement between what you want and what your direct wants. And many of you will probably be surprised when you hear what we say regarding the lack of organizational guidance regarding the Venn diagram. Okay, so that's our outline, sort of a very quick overview for those of you who want to move on to something else, but let's go through all the details. The Venn diagram of how to choose what to delegate. The diagram, we've created a diagram that makes it very, very simple, explains it all. It is a classic three-circle Venn diagram. All three of the circles overlap with one another slightly. And again, the three circles represent you, the manager, your direct, and your organization. In our written guidance for this topic, you'll see a graphic that makes it easy to follow the guidance that we have here. We've basically graded each part of the diagram, those parts that overlap and those don't, those that have multiple overlaps, with an A representing the best choice and a D representing our weakest recommendation. And the Venn diagram for this particular cast and the show notes for this particular cast, which would normally be premium content, we will be making available so everyone will be able to see the simple Venn diagram of our guidance. If you want to try to follow it along, I'll explain it to you briefly. I won't spend a lot of time on it because I'll assume you'll go to the website and download the information on the premium content. Imagine three circles. Sort of an upside down triangle, if you will. Manager and direct circles are at the top, and then below them is the organization circle. Actually, it kind of looks a little bit like Mickey Mouse with three circles, one circle at the bottom, which is a head, and two circles at the top on the left and right, which are like ears. And again, all three overlap. The top two circles overlap, the bottom circle overlaps with the top two, and then in the middle where they all three come together, there's a little triangle with rounded sides. It's not really a triangle. I'm sure there's a name for that type of structure or that type of shape. And that's the darkest of all three of all the area where all three of the circles, manager, direct, and organization, overlap. Just very briefly, manager is on your top left, direct is on your top right, and organization is on the bottom. There are four areas of the organization circle. There's the part that is not overlapped by manager and direct. There's the part that's overlapped by manager, the part that's overlapped by direct, and the part that's overlapped by both manager and direct. All three areas that are not overlapped by manager and direct, both for the organization, are a B. They're graded a B. And that one sweet spot, as we've said before, in the middle, where manager, direct, all organization, manager, direct, and organization all overlap, that's an A. So the only Bs are an organization, and the only A is an organization, and that A is where it touches both manager, overlaps with manager and direct. Once you get out of the organization circle on the diagram, there is one C, and that is where manager and direct overlap, but don't, where it's not overlapped by the organization. I think in math language, that would be manager and direct, not organization. Then lastly, we have two D's, and those are the parts of the manager circle and the direct circle parts of the diagram, which don't overlap with anything else. Okay, we don't intend to imply by the spacing of the circles that there's a very small intersection. In some cases, the circles will be very, very close together, and there'll be a lot of agreement. In other cases, they'll be very, very far apart, and there'll be almost no agreement. We're representing it somewhat as a characterization here, rather than implying various percentages. We just essentially covered with the Venn diagram all possible outcomes. Okay. So the diagram exists to help you make a quick determination. What happens if my direct wants something, but the organization really doesn't need that from them, and maybe I want it? If that was the case, if the manager and the director agree that it might be good, but the organization doesn't want it, then we would grade that a C. Because, again, there's nothing that the organization doesn't want that gets an A or a B. In fact, everything that's really worthwhile in terms of delegation is an A or a B. Everything that's really, really good when it comes to delegation is primarily focused on what the organization wants. And that brings us to our second point. And again, I could talk for another half an hour trying to describe this in more detail. I'm not very good at describing graphics by audio, so I encourage you to download the show notes and take a look at it. And again, they'll be free for everyone as a small payment for the pain you're having to deal with of not hearing Mike's voice in this cast, because clients continue to ask us to spend time everywhere else but doing podcasts, it seems like. Okay, so that's the Venn diagram. Let's talk about what it means in more detail. Point two that we said was the organization comes first. You'll note, again, that all of the A's and B's are in that organization circle, okay? The only A is where an organization meets manager and direct. All other parts of the organization's diagram, if you will, are rated B. For the parts that are organization where the manager and direct don't agree, that's a B. Where the organization agrees with the manager, that's also a B. Where the organization agrees with the direct, that's also a B. Now you might say, well, gee, how do I choose between whether the manager, what happens if there's a part where the manager agrees with the organization and there's a part where the direct agrees with the organization, but they don't overlap? We would argue what's important is what the organization wants. And it's not our experience that there are 13 things on everybody's list, five of which are on the manager's list, but not on the direct's list, and so on. We generally don't see that. But our point is, there's not a lot of differentiation. If you're developing your directs by delegating things that the organization would benefit, you're headed in the right direction. Okay? Now look, at first glance, you look at this and most managers would go, okay, I want to look for the silver bullet. I want to find the one solution, right? And they say, oh, I see the A in the middle there. And so what we should be shooting for is agreement between what the manager wants and the direct wants and what the organization wants. But we want to be clear here. That's why this is the first bit of guidance after we explain the diagram. That A is really only a nice benefit when all the stars align, okay? The real lesson of delegation is to ask, not when do they all align, but rather, what does the organization most need from this particular direct? That's why every part of the organization circle is a B. Now, we give a nod to you by saying, sure, there's an A there when they all match, but what we're saying is, everything that the organization wants comes first. There is a first among equals when all the stars align, but we don't really make a distinction between what the manager wants and what the director wants regarding comparing when they agree or disagree with the organization. Every part of what the organization wants is where we want to be directing our direct. Now, to some degree, there are people out there, there are managers out there who are listening right now who would argue, would say, you know, I want to be a little bit more subtle. We're not going to tell you you're wrong. If you're thinking carefully and in detail about all of your directs and what they're good at and what they want and what they need and what the organization needs and what you need from them, then you're doing the hard work of being an effective manager and executive. We want you to continue doing that. If you look at this and say, well, gee, I would have loved for you to give me a 60-40 between what if the organization wants two things, I want one of them, and the direct wants the other, we would argue that it choosing the 60 or the 40 doesn't matter as long as you're developing them, because sooner or later you're going to be developing them again, delegating again, and if you chose 40 the first time, you can choose 60 the next time. The big differentiation in managers is not the subtlety of which comes first, although we get asked that for those of you who are doing this hard work. The big distinction between managers is those who do delegate and those who don't delegate. And we didn't want to make this a ranking of 1 through 9 or 1 through 7 or however many possible layers they are with every subtle distinction, because there are subtle differences out there in the field. We understand that depending upon the type of organization you have and so on. And we wanted to give you a general feel for the kinds of choices you should make. Probably the easiest thing that we can make a distinction about here is that if the direct wants something, but the organization doesn't recommend that or doesn't need that from the direct, that doesn't bode well for choosing what the direct wants. So we're not trying to say this is a number one and that's number five. And by the way, five outranks six. We're saying A, B, C, and D to give you a good general feel of where we ought to be thinking when it comes to developing our directs. Now look, our third point is when all three circles are aligned, yeah, that's the sweet spot. That magic sweet spot in the center where what you want and what your direct wants and what the organization needs all are aligned, that is ranked higher than everything else. That's what we want to delegate. But most managers, in our experience, again, see that as meaning that agreement is what's important, right? Because there's a case where all three circles align, if you will. But it's really not. What it really says is that if you and your direct agree with the organization, that's great. But again, we go back to our second point, which is really the first after the diagram, which is what it really says here is if you're direct and agree with the organization, that's great. But what's important is what the organization needs. The organization is happy, if you will, if we can personify it. The organization is happy when you as a manager and your direct agree with it, but fundamentally it doesn't need that. The organization says the manager and direct and the roles they have exist within the context of the organization to begin with. There was even an argument when I first sketched this that the organization's circle ought to be bigger than the manager and direct because they happen within it. But that doesn't allow us to make clear the distinction between organization and not. Okay? So, if the sweet spot exists, everybody aligns, go there. You get an A. Well done. If not, choose what the organization needs, and that's a B. It's a B even if the direct wants it and you don't. Okay? Recognize that. If the direct wants something and the organization wants that something and the manager doesn't, that's a B before what the manager wants and the direct, even if the manager and direct agree, that would be a C. Okay? Our last point is without organization guidance, seek agreement. Okay? To some degree now, this is where it gets interesting. Okay? What if you work at a smaller organization, for instance, where there is no organizational guidance on how somebody might develop? Or maybe your firm just doesn't have any developmental guidance in place. That happens. And here's where we think it's interesting in terms of your thinking. If you're going to think of this in terms of a Venn diagram, rather than eliminating the organization circle, which is what you might do, you might say, oh, if it's a Venn diagram, I just take away the organization. And then I've got a couple of D's and a C and an A, if you will, there in the middle. Actually, we recommend eliminating the manager's circle. If there's no organization guidance, you as the manager represent the organization's needs. Now, it really doesn't change things noticeably. It gives a little bit more spread between what the organization wants and the direct wants. But basically, it tells us what you want as the manager and therefore the organization in this case comes before what your direct wants. Now, going back to our earlier guidance, the idea earlier was to make it easy for managers to choose, okay? To make it easy to get the direct excited about potentially developing themselves and figuring out what you might be able to delegate. If you lacked anything, that would be one way to think about it. As you progress in your career and you have more and more high-level people working for you, if you're a manager of managers, if you will, if you're a junior executive or an executive, if you're a director or above, for instance, you have to consider more than just what your direct might want. And this Venn diagram gives you a sense of how to make those choices. If you're at a larger corporation, there's probably pretty good guidance on what the organization might want. Now, we don't mean what's in the training manual. What we mean is, what does this person's review say? What career paths might they be interested in? What career paths does the organization offer? And what is available in terms of development? Some managers come to us and say, well, I'm just going to look at the training schedule and see what might be good for them. In our mind, because there's training across a wide spectrum at a lot of big companies, just looking at the training menu doesn't help you decide what the organization wants. It may be more discussion of what happens when you talk to your boss about the developmental paths of a particular direct. That said, for many managers, we know that you're going to be without organizational guidance. And so what we recommend is seek agreement where you can And once you've exhausted that, we'd actually say, go back and ask yourself, what do you believe that person needs? Yes, there are inevitably the possibility. There's the possibility that you could say, I want A, and your direct wants B, and the direct is slightly frustrated. We certainly recognize that that could happen in a percentage or two of the cases. And what we would say is, if you believe that and you attempt to avoid it and you allow yourself to simply give the director whatever the heck they want, you end up serving the individual, not the organization, which is a violation of your fundamental reason for being as a manager, which is to help the organization achieve results and build for the future of the organization. Satisfying everyone is not the way to satisfy the organization. We could have hours and hours and hours of discussion on that, but for now, when it comes to delegating, if you can't find agreement, choose that thing which best helps the organization. And managers, put on your persuasion hats. Remember, our delegation model talks about asking first, finding out if there are concerns, and then addressing those concerns. Delegation, in some cases, is a persuasive activity in order to convince your direct of the value of it. And this Venn diagram doesn't eliminate your obligation to follow a persuasive model, even if it's not ours. Our persuasive model makes it very easy to get directs excited about things. And we encourage you to use it simply because when they say yes, they're much more likely to be effective at it. And that's it. It's a pretty simple cast. I tried to make it short so you wouldn't have to listen to me without Mike too long. Basically, our guidance is simple. We have a Venn diagram of how to choose what to delegate. The Venn diagram says the organization comes first. Definitely, when all three stars are aligned, we choose that sweet spot. And if there is not organization guidance for some reason, seek agreement between you and your direct. And lacking that, we recommend you lean toward your own recommendation for their development. And sometimes that's why there's role power. Thanks, and we look forward to seeing you next week here on Manager Tools.